Once upon a Christmas, many years ago, at another time in my life, when I was pastor in a small town, Iowa parish, there was a little girl who got attached to me. Kathy and her little sister Karen and little brother Jeremy, they met me on one hot summer's day as they were riding their bikes, running through the neighborhood. They were full of energy. They were children. They were having fun playing on a ramp that led into the church building. I left my office to meet them and to tell them to be careful playing on that ramp. They asked me if they could come inside and get a drink of water. All of them had these big, beautiful brown eyes that just got to me and pulled immediately upon my heartstrings. That first encounter with them began a relationship. I would sometimes chat with them on their way to school or back home, on rainy days in the fall or on cold days in the early winter. They would come inside the church to get warm and to check on me. We'd visit. I learned that there was no father at home, and I guessed that their mother was doing her best to survive. I talked with other church members who had been in town for a long time, and no one seemed to really know anything about them. I called the school, and I was told that the children had just suddenly showed up, and that their mother indeed was just trying to meet life with a lot of challenges. So, on that Christmas Eve, I had gotten some gifts for this family and delivered them. The mother thanked me, and the children, they were curious about my visit. I told them that I had brought some presents for them to have under their tree. A while later, as I was at the church preparing for the Christmas Eve service, out of nowhere, Kathy showed up. She told me that her mother knew where she was. She followed me all around that church and did some simple tasks that I asked her to do. She just seemed so content and happy. So some people started to arrive early, and Kathy and I greeted them. And then all of a sudden, Kathy said to me, "Do you know what I want under my Christmas tree?" I asked, "What? Didn't you put my presents under your tree?" And Kathy paused for a moment, just long enough for me to be still in that moment. And she said words that continue to echo like Christmas chimes. She looked at me and she said, "You, I want you under my tree." Well, my world stopped, and I saw nothing but Kathy's heart. I gave her a hug and I said, "Me? You want me under your tree?" That remains to this day one of the nicest compliments I've ever received. Two of the church's older women were close enough to kind of see and hear all of this happen. And they had smiles and tears. Can you imagine it? That little girl wanted this frazzled, busy, crazy pastor under her tree. Kathy and her little sister and little brother remained friends for a few months more, until one day they all just disappeared, moved away in the night. No one knew where they went. I've thought of Kathy and her family as I've encountered many others through the years who seem to be part of this nation's great nomadic people who move from town to town with the one hope of just surviving. I think of Kathy, who lives in my memory, and who challenges me to be sure that I am not so busy that I don't have time for the real priorities of life. That Christmas of 1985, has me thinking this year about what God might want under God's tree if God had a Christmas tree. Can you imagine it? If God had a Christmas tree, what would God want under it? What do you want under your Christmas tree this year, God? I'm believing on every Christmas Eve, God's answer would probably, no doubt, be the same. I want you. I want you, Fred. I want you under my tree. Oh, but I wonder, can I chop off enough pride to become so small enough of a gift under God's tree? Can I pinch off enough of my ego to be able to fit there? Is it possible for me to slice off enough of the gray shadows of my past hurts and disappointments? Can I dice up the unresolved conflicts of my life? Can I slip off the worn-out grudges that still seem to be with me? Can I put all of that away to be under God's tree? Can I become truly transparent and vulnerable? And am I able to survive the challenges of dying to broken dreams, heartaches, unmet goals? Will God want me as a gift under God's tree if I stand full of myself, having to always be right, unable to admit my own errors, to confess my own struggles with faith, my own overindulgent nature? Cut me down, Lord. Chop off, pinch off, pull off. Do whatever is needed to correct and teach me again how I am already fully redeemed and justified. Tell me again how I am saved by the birth and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let me know again how your love and grace are so totally unconditional and unmerited. Help me again to know and embrace the truth that you love me just as I am and as I will become. Even if I don't quite fit, keep me there, God. Keep me there under your Christmas tree as the gift that I so much want to be for you. The memory of Kathy, her little sister Karen, little brother Jeremy, reminds me that the best gift is to be kind and caring, attentive to others and their needs, and to be open to the taking of the risk of being vulnerable in order to be engaged in a loving relationship. Oh God, save a spot for me under your tree. I choose to be a gift to you this Christmas. What about you? Do you hear God inviting you to be God's gift and God's gift to the world so as to bring God's blessings of hope and peace and joy and love, to be God's light that shatters the darkness? Will you join me? Will you join me? Will you be a gift to God this Christmas? Amen.